going to be peaceful.
Forget about it.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to church. My name is Jennifer Herndon. I serve as the past president of the Board of Trustees for the church. I'm also a member of the Parents Seeking Peace Chalice Circle, and I serve on the Social Justice, the Religious Education, and the Members Committees here at the church. I've been a member here at First Unitarian Church for about 4 years. This morning, as you may have noticed, we have a very special program for you. The children in our religious education program will present a play, which is entitled The Tailor of Gloucester. And it's based on a book by the British Unitarian author of the Peter Rabbit series, Beatrix Potter. The kids have been rehearsing the play for weeks. They're excited to be here with us, as you can hear. And it's going to be an exciting time for all of us at First Unitarian Church today. You're invited to stay following the worship service for fellowship, conversation, and refreshments in our fellowship hall, the Kate Worker Room, which is just through these doors behind me. If you are a newcomer this morning, we extend you a special welcome, and we hope that if this is your first time to visit, you will consider entering your name on one of the visitor cards that can be found in the back of your hymnal. You can either place that card in the offering plate or you can hand it to one of the ushers. If you do that, we'll send you a church newsletter for the next 3 months that will let you know all about the programs and the activities that are going on here at the church. Thank you. If you'd like to learn more about the church and about Unitarian Universalism, please visit the information displays in our fellowship hall where there are pamphlets, newsletters, and other visitor information that you are welcome to take home with you. I now invite you to turn to your neighbors and greet them, especially the ones that you don't know yet. I draw your attention to the announcements in your order of service. We hope you keep these things in mind as you plan your upcoming week. In addition to those announcements listed in your order of service, there's a couple more I have for you. One is February 26th, a couple of Saturdays from now, is going to be a big fun-filled day here at the church. You have a couple of opportunities to participate. One is the fourth Saturday lunch happening that day. It's being sponsored by the board, who would greatly appreciate your help in cooking. We have decided to do an Italian menu, pasta and things like that. There's a sign-up sheet in the worker room on the table in the back if you could sign up to bring anything that you can make on that day. It would be much appreciated. And you can bring the food here Saturday morning, you can bring it on Friday. It's, you know, whatever, it's flexible. You don't have to stay. You can bring it and drop it off if that works for you. So please take a look back there and see if you can sign up. Kathy Tade is going to give us another announcement about another fun opportunity here at the church on the 26th of February in the evening.
Thank you. It's our third annual UU Chili and Dessert Cook-Off. So what you do is you either choose to bring chili, dessert, or we need some other things too if you don't want to participate in the contest. And you bring that, and then we all taste it, and we vote. And so secretly, secret ballot, and then we award prizes. So anyway, it's February 26th at 6 o'clock. This is the sign-up sheet. And we also have a small band. We have three guitarists and one ukulele, and they've been practicing their song sets, and we'll have a sing-along on PowerPoint. So I think it'll just gonna be a great night. If you've come to this event before, I know everyone's really enjoyed it, and it's just a great fellowship night, and that's sponsored by the Fellowship Committee. So please sign up, and if you don't sign up and you still show up, that's great too, but we just kind of wanted to plan for who'll be here, and it's all ages as well. So we look forward to seeing you February 26th, 6 o'clock. Thank you.
we're also in need of people to do their week of cleanup after church in the kitchen. So if you haven't signed up, there are lots of opportunities in March and April. Pick your week.
I was here yesterday, and that band that she was talking about is astounding, isn't it? It's just, it's amazing. Like, I don't know why they're not touring, but actually, I do know why they're not. Yesterday, we were here for a little while, and one person who was here for a long, long time yesterday was washing off the sidewalks and the railings and all that stuff out there, and Bob Larson worked himself silly, getting the stuff cleaned off, and then I was so ready to just be effusive about that, and then when I came up this morning, Bob, the birds have come back overnight. But anyway, thank you, Bob, for cleaning it off yesterday. And maybe Dick Blanton, did Dick Blanton help you, or was he just? I think it was Bob by himself. If you look at your order of service, it says that there is a play instead of a sermon, which some of you will probably be very excited about. At the end of the play, we still will have a hymn to sing and a benediction to do and a postlude and all of that. So if you finish your part in the play, don't just take off running and screaming down the hill. Come back, sit down, have a hymn with us to end the service with today, if you don't mind.
I now invite you to move to the microphone and share briefly any joys, milestones, or concerns that you may bring with you to church this morning.
Good morning. Catherine Chapman here. I wanted to make sure that it's more of a kind of an announcement, but also a concern. Next weekend is only the third Sunday of the month. However, because it's our Heritage Sunday, we are having our potluck next Sunday, and we've themed it Red Food Potluck for fun. So dig out your favorite red foods and bring them next Sunday.
I'm not going to try to even cross over the stage here. This is going to be a mess, but I'm Robin Berkeley, and I'm a member of the Stewardship Committee, so I'm hoping that my fellow committee members will stand up and join me in this. We're looking for a few more volunteers. Sayer, Matt, Marty. Linda is on it, but she's not here.
She's camping.
Okay, good. Yeah, so anyway. We're looking for just a few more volunteers to help us with our stewardship campaign. You have to commit to a two-hour training on Saturday the 26th, and then a few more hours beyond that to help us with the pledge drive. So if anybody's interested in doing that, it's just a few short hours. Please feel free to talk to anybody on the committee to let us know that you're able to help. We want to make this the best pledge drive ever to really make this church get the resources it needs.
Right now, I'm dealing with health issues with my mother. She has been in the hospital for 3 or 4 weeks now and is not doing too well, and tomorrow probably will go into nursing care, and she will be with my father there, so at least they'll be together. So keep me in mind, keep my mother in mind. I think, you know, she's healthy-wise, you know, doing pretty well, but mentally, she's kind of gone downhill in the last 4 weeks. A good note, on the way here today, I saw someone over by the river flying a kite. Spring is here.
Hi, I'm Diane Thompson. I joined this church because you guys were so good to me after my mother died. So I didn't really like plan to go have parents die so you could show how good you were to me. But you are very good when people die. Thank you. And thank you for everything you've done. And I particularly want to thank Catherine Chapman and Sayer and Sharon for feeding us. We desperately needed it. And I don't quite know how you guys managed to time it perfectly, because I didn't know where I was going to be and what I was doing, and you did, and thank you. And Lane, who is not here, but Lane managed to get me home from Chicago when I was stranded in Chicago in a blizzard with a sick child and lost it. And I don't think I would have been able to get home if Lane hadn't helped me. And Kleber, who from 1,000 miles away held my hand the whole way through and made my father's passing bearable, made the fact that I was making life and death decisions every day for 10 days, somehow got me through that. And I don't think I could have done it without him, and his presence changed how I feel about that experience, and I think changed what happened with my dad. So I am really grateful. The love and support of this church has changed my life over and over again. Thank you.
I was looking forward to seeing the Olt family here today. I had spoken to them earlier this week because Sally Olt was in the hospital over at Children's, and I understand she has gotten home now, but her mother wrote me and said that her mother has now gotten some sort of throat thing. Maybe she got it from me, but she was not able to come today. So my thoughts and prayers are with the Olt family this morning. The stewardship committee, whom you have heard from already, asked us to designate February as Love Month for the love of our church. And to go along with that, you see a line item there called Love Month Affirmation. With the affirmation this morning is Marty Johnson.
Thanks, Kleber. My name is Marty Johnson. I'm one of the religious educators for the first through third graders. I'm also a member of the RE committee and the stewardship committee. I've been a member of this congregation for a little over a year now. Last night, when my husband Eric and I were attempting to write this little snippet, arguing passionately about how best to describe what we love about this church, it came to us. What we love best is that this is our place of striving. To strive is to make a great and tenacious effort, to endeavor. My family strives to get here on time for this service every Sunday. My husband and I strive to get our RE lessons prepared by, at latest, Sunday morning. I'm attempting and striving to give this little snippet while the kids are anxiously awaiting to put on their play for you. And thank you, by the way, for all of you being so quiet like little mice. I really appreciate it. I strive to be as involved as I can be in the committee work, and in the next couple of weeks when I accompany on the piano Catherine Chapman in her lovely vocal pieces, I will strive to do my best to not miss a note or a cue. And we're striving to pull this play off this morning, and I think we've done it quite successfully. I say strive because we don't always make it here on time, my husband and my family. Sometimes our lessons flop when we give them to the kids in the first through third grade classes. They flop. And sometimes, yeah, I really do get crabby about being on committees. Sorry, Stephen, the RE committee, and showing up for yet another meeting. I already know I'm going to drop a couple of notes in the Mozart piece that Catherine's performing in a couple of weeks. And although I have to say the attempt that we made last week with the Allens singing the Sacred Heart music, I think we pulled it off pretty well. And I think our attempt at producing this play was a success, and you'll see that in a minute. I feel it's very important to keep on striving here at First Church because I'm learning here from this church to surrender the results. I'm learning to surrender to my vulnerability, to my humanness. I'm learning to attempt, to endeavor, to strive, to give it my best shot, and then let the chips fall where they may. Others are doing the same. Other families, other individuals are striving, succeeding, and failing together in this community. We're all making attempts here in different ways and being loving, forgiving, and happy with the results. So many places are built upon set and rigid expectations of how you should act, what you should do, how my family should be. And when I've been in those places, I have felt alone, inadequate, unwelcome, and very stifled. Not here at First Church. I have felt welcomed, wanted, accepted, and encouraged from the very first time I sat right there in that pew. There is no other place I found where my family and I have felt that. Thank you for being here and supporting me and my family in our endeavors to be better, to be more loving, and to engage in the work of this congregation. Most of all, thank you for your attempts, for your strivings. I'm very happy, and I hope you are too, with what we managed to pull off. Thanks very much.
I think you have another page of mine too, actually. It's all good. The prelude begins our worship service as we light our chalice. We should do this more often, clearly. Our call to worship this morning comes from Shel Silverstein. It's entitled God's Wheel. God says to me with a kind of a smile, "Hey, how would you like to be God a while and steer the world?" "Okay," says I, "I'll give it a try. Where do I set? How much do I get? What time is lunch? When can I quit?" "Give me back that wheel," says God. "I don't think you're ready yet." Let us worship together.
A little instruction for the first hymn. You have the lyrics to Branching Out there in your order of service, I hope. You'll see that the chorus is, I'm gonna reach, I'm gonna reach, I'm gonna reach, reach for the sky. And Diane already has it in the back. If you... I know it's a Unitarian church, but if you will reach for the sky as we're singing, I'm gonna reach, I'm gonna reach. Cool, you got it. also, we have done this before, and the kids have sung that I'm gonna reach thing. I'm gonna reach, I'm gonna reach. And the adults have chimed in with, I'm gonna reach, 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 reach for the sky. You'll figure it out, right? Okay, rise up as you're able and let's try this little ditty together, please.
I'm
When I grow up, I'm gonna be a tree. Wanna make my home with the birds and the bees and the squirrels. They can count on me. When I grow up, I wanna be a tree. I let my joints get stiff, I put my feet in the ground, take the winters off. I settle down, keep my clothes on till they turn brown. When I grow up, I'm gonna settle down. That's your big part. I'm gonna reach, I'm gonna reach, I'm gonna reach, reach for the sky. I'm gonna reach, I'm gonna reach, I'm gonna reach, till I know why. Pretty good. When the spring comes by, I'm gonna get real green. If dogs come by, I'll get real mean. On windy days, I'll bend and lean. When I grow up, I'm gonna get real green. One more time. I'm gonna reach. I'm gonna reach. I'm gonna reach. Reach for the sky. I'm gonna reach. I'm gonna reach, I'm gonna reach, till I know why. If I should fall in storm or slumber, please don't turn me into lumber. I'd rather be a Louisville slugger swinging for the seats. I'm gonna reach, I'm gonna reach, I'm gonna reach, reach for the sky. I'm gonna reach, I'm gonna reach, I'm gonna reach, till I know why. I'm gonna reach, I'm gonna reach, I'm gonna reach, reach for the sky. I'm gonna reach, I'm gonna reach, I'm gonna reach, till I know why, till I know why.
Cool.
Oh, don't sit down. Stand up. Stand up. Come on. Can't you feel the spirit in here this morning? Please join in the responsive reading found in your order of service. It is entitled Bear in There. It is from Shel Silverstein. There's a polar bear in our frigid air.
Yes, it was cold in there.
With his seat in the meat and his face in the fish.
And his big hairy paws in the buttery dish.
He's nibbling the noodles.
He's munching the rice.
He's slurping the soda.
He's licking the ice.
And he lets out a roar if you open the door.
And he gives me a scare to know he's in there.
That pullery bear in our frigidy air. Now you may be seated. Half of the cash collection and any undesignated checks in this week's community outreach offering will go to support low-income families in purchasing shares at the La Vista Community Garden in Godfrey. If you wish to put your pledge check in the basket, please write the word pledge on the memo line. We have been greatly blessed. Let us now give generously so that others might be blessed by the work of the church. The morning's offering will now be given and received.
We have two readings this morning. The first, we lean back on Shel Silverstein again, a poem entitled The Little Boy and the Old Man.
Said the little boy, "Sometimes I drop my spoon."
Said the old man, "I do that too."
The little boy whispered, "I wet my pants."
"I do that too," laughed the old man.
Said the little boy, "I often cry."
The old man nodded and said, "So do I."
"Worst of all," said the boy, "it seems grown-ups don't pay attention to me." And he felt the warmth of a wrinkled old hand.
"I know what you mean," said the little old man. And for the second reading, I went searching the sacred texts, various sacred texts, and the one I found that I kept coming back to was in the Bible, from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, and it says this: "People were bringing little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them, but the disciples rebuked those people. When Jesus saw them, he was indignant. He said to them, 'Let the little children come to me, and don't hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it.' And he took the children in his arms and blessed them." Let us join together in a spirit of prayer and meditation. God of many names, what a beautiful day this is. The sun is shining, the ice is melting, the birds are singing, among other things. What a great day it is, and we give thanks for it. We give thanks today for our church and for the children and adults involved in our religious education program who've worked so hard to bring us the presentation we're about to witness. We give thanks this morning for children everywhere and for parents of all kinds and for families of all shapes and sizes. We give thanks, too, for the chance to approach life in the manner of a child, eyes full of wonder, hearts ready for fun, arms open to whatever may happen, voices ready to say the most important prayer of all. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We pray for those in this community who face change, challenge, or loss. We pray for all who suffer. And now we pray each in our own way into the silence. All the prayers of this community. We pray in the names of all those known and unknown, present and absent, remembered and forgotten. We pray in the names of all the helpers of humankind. Amen. Why are there so many songs about rainbows, and what's on the other side? Rainbows are visions, but only illusions, and rainbows have nothing to hide. So we've been told, and some choose to believe it. I know they're wrong, wait and see. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me. Who said that every wish would be heard and answered when wished on the morning star? Somebody thought of it, and someone believed it. Look what it's done so far. What's so amazing that keeps us stargazing? And what do we think we might see? Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me. All of us under its spell, we know that it's probably magic. Have you been half asleep, and have you heard voices? I've heard them calling my name. Is this the sweet sound that call the young sailors? The voice might be one and the same. I've heard it too many times to ignore it. It's something that I'm supposed to be. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me.
Time for our play. If the kids would take their places.
There lived in Gloucester a simple tailor. He worked very hard in his shop, snipping fine cloths to make fine clothes for the villagers.
It looks like he should make a set for himself. His shirt is little more than threads, and look at the patches on his breeches.
He is a fine tailor, but very poor, so he doesn't waste a bit of cloth.
Two pieces for naught, just enough cloth left to make waistcoats and skirts for the mice. Yes, waistcoats and skirts for the mice.
On a bitterly cold winter day, the tailor had a visitor, an important one at that.
And to you, Mr. Mayor, to what do I owe this visit?
Here you are, the finest tailor in the class.
Well, I do my best and make no waste to do my best.
Promise to I see, for when I look like you, towards my daughter's friend. The wedding will be held 3 days from now. Do you think you can do it?
Certainly, Your Excellency. I will do my best.
I would want this to be an ordinary thing. Do you this for me, especially this?
Yes, of course. Let me get some measurements.
This would be an important coat for the tailor. Poor as he was, when everyone saw the beautiful coat, his business could thrive.
A special coat for a special day. Yes, yes, a fine coat I'll make with a fur, with a silk lining and a fur-trimmed collar. There now, everything is cut. And what pieces of scrap are left? Almost none at all, just enough for waistcoats and skirts for the mice. All I have to do is come back tomorrow and sew it all together. But I need some more cherry-colored silk thread for the buttonholes. With 2 days to finish, I should have no trouble completing the mayor's coat before the wedding. Oh my, look at the time. It's already dark now.
Oh my, look at the snow. It's a blizzard out there.
The tailor walks through the darkness in the driving snow. Through the bustling streets he trudged, the wind chilling him to the bone.
And look, the little mice have come out to make use of the scraps of cloth. They're making waistcoats and skirts of their very own.
Taylor soon arrived at the room he rented in a large old house. Simpkin, the tailor's much-loved cat, was awaiting him in their humble room.
Meow.
Simpkin, my dear friend, here you are. I am so cold, so very cold, chilled to the bone I am, but I need to go out and get some more cherry silk twist. Oh no, Simpkin, how can I ever go out now? But without that cherry silk twist, I'll never finish that mayor's coat.
Meow, meow.
Could you really go out and get it for me? All right, then. Here are my last 2 pennies. Take them carefully. Use them only to buy some milk, some bread, and 1 penny worth of cherry silk twist. Remember that cherry silk. Without it, I can't finish the mayor's fine coat. Off you go now. Oh, the mayor will look so grand. This could make our fortune. It could, but I'm so very tired. What's this? I do believe there's something in my teapot. Oh, ho. Look, it looks like Simpkin will save me a little morsel for her bedtime tonight. Thank you.
If Simpkin could have talked, she would have asked,
"Where's my mouse?"
Simpkin was very angry that the tailor had let her feasts go free, and she did have a bit of a mean streak in her, and so she hid the silk thread in the teapot.
"Simpkin, where's the silk? The cherry silk, the cherry silk for the buttonholes and the mayor's coat. Oh, without that thread, I'll never be able to finish the coat on time. Oh, Simpkin. Oh, I am so tired. I'll figure out what to do in the morning."
You can see the tailor did not sleep well at all. He looks like he feels even worse this morning than last night.
"Oh, Simpkin, so much work to do on the mayor's coat, so little time. How will I ever finish it by tomorrow? I can't even move."
Simpkin was still angry about losing her mice.
So while the tailor slept his feverish sleep, the mice worked on the mayor's coat until it was the eve of the wedding day.
It looks like the mice are making quite a hullabaloo. Uh-oh, you know what that means, don't you?
What, that the mice are party animals?
Yes, and they're not the only one. If there's a party, you can bet that the bats of Gloucester are on their way to meet their cousin Mousters. Here they come. Why doesn't our minister do that sometime?
Oh no, we'd have to dial 911.
Yeah, you're probably right. Bats always come equipped with a song. Let's join in and sing along. It's customary to rise as you're able for the Hullabaloo chorus. The words and music are printed in the
It's in there. That's right.
Festivities. But Simpkin had heard the singing of the bat and the cheerful good wishes of the mice.
There they are, nice and juicy. If I can just open this door, it won't budge, not an inch. Open the door, my little friends. I have a surprise for you.
Our heads.
munching, munching will fill me. I am hungry, oh so hungry. What will make them dine with me?
Constitute, we'll get twitch here. We can make the mayor's coat. Buy some cherries.
Gently, I will treat you to some tea. Come with me now, never catch out. I mean that sincerely.
Just as the sun was starting to rise, she saw that the tailor was up from his bed and getting dressed. Behind the tailor's bed, she pulled the silk thread from its hiding place.
More silk, just enough for those buttons. Meow. The wedding is only 3 hours. I barely have enough time for a single buttonhole. I'll just have to see what I can do. small. No more silk. No more silk. Well, I have that silk, and time to finish the last button.
The mare arrived just as the tailor bit off the last piece of thread.
My good tailor got us one splendid coat. This edition is so fun and certainly will be the top of the room. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you.
And so the mare's beautiful coat was famous throughout the land. And people came from far and wide for the tailor services. And he was soon known as the finest tailor in all of Gloucester. He was especially famous for his buttonholes. People marveled at the fine stitching, wondering how anyone could make them so small.
Ready for one more hymn? It's a little much, but it's this little light of mine, so let's kick it and sing it like you really mean it. Number 118 in your hymnal. Building up a world, well, I'm gonna let it shine. Building up a world, I'm gonna let it shine. Building up a world, well, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. For the benediction, I have the last words of the play, in case you didn't hear them well enough. And so the mayor's beautiful coat was famous throughout the land, and people came from far and wide for the tailor's services, for he was soon known as the best tailor in all of Gloucester. He was especially famous for his buttonholes. People marveled at the fine stitching, wondering how anyone's fingers could possibly have created such stitches. Go in peace, walk softly on your paths, and may the light of love shine on you all your days. Amen.